Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A Brighton rabbi is asking his congregants to bring guns to synagogue. His remarks, he says, come in response to an uptick in attacks on houses of worship across the country. As WBUR's Jerome Campbell reports, the rabbi believes the attacks require a drastic response.
Rabbi Dan Rodkin says thoughts and prayers will not save his congregation from an attack on their house of worship. Over the past 2 years, the synagogue Rodkin leads has been improving security measures. Shallow House now has security cameras, panic buttons, and reinforced glass windows. But Rabbi Rodkin worries a gunman might still find a way to his synagogue members, and he wants them to be able to defend themselves.
We can't just think, you know, I'm just praying and, you know, God will save me. No, we need to take care of the situation ourselves.
Rodkin says he doesn't believe locks and cameras are enough after the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh last year. The congregation that endured the attack had prepared for an active shooter situation with drills, but 11 people still died. Then this year, a woman died in the shooting of a California synagogue. The gunman's weapon happened to jam during the attack, and an off-duty officer in the building shot back as the gunman fled.
I know it sounds horrible, you know, like, but I think it's a very logical approach for the situation we are in. You know, I'm a peaceful person. I don't want people to have guns, but I think, you know, to protect our families, you know, it's necessity now.
Now Rodkin is asking his own congregation to bring guns to worship. Several of Rodkin's synagogue members, mostly former soldiers and retired cops, are bringing weapons to services. And others are applying for gun licenses with letters of recommendation from their rabbi. Rodkin himself plans to get a gun too and wants to organize training for the new gun owners. Rodkin also says he doesn't think his congregation is in any immediate danger at a time when school shootings are far more common.
So I understand the impulse of this rabbi who says we want to bring more weapons in the community because we can't breathe right now.
Neil Gold is the president of the Massachusetts Board of Rabbis.
But from the perspective of what real security looks like, that doesn't look like security to me. That only looks like a recipe for future catastrophes.
Gold says Rodkin's views are not commonly held by other rabbis. But Gold can understand Rodkin's reasoning. He says recent attacks on synagogues are prompting difficult conversations about how Jews can safely live in America. A recent report from the Anti-Defamation League shows anti-Semitic incidents are increasing across the country. Just this year in Massachusetts, swastikas have been carved into students' desks, and two different Jewish houses of worship were both set ablaze in the same week. Again, Neil Gold.
What does it mean to say that in America, I'm not comfortable wearing an outward symbol of Jewish identity? What does that mean about my perspective as American? How welcome am I really in this place?
And on a deeper level, Gold says Jewish people are struggling to answer the burgeoning tension between their own safety and the spiritual tenet of openness. Rabbi Rodkin wants to respect that tenet, but says his priorities are clear.
In Judaism, life is the most, most sacred thing, you know. You know, political correctness, it's important, but not as important as life. So I think so forever it takes to, you know, to save the life, you know, it's the most important task.
One man who advises Jewish groups in safety says the call for guns in the congregation feels like a short-term solution. But Combined Jewish Philanthropy Security Advisor Jeremy Yeaman says he knows Rodkin is not the only rabbi talking about guns in synagogues.
Rabbis have asked me about this, and congregants have asked as well, should I have a license to carry? One of the questions I say is, have you considered and are you willing to take someone's life?
Yeaman says you might overestimate your ability to pull the trigger in an active shooter situation. You might have to go find the shooter if they are somewhere else in the building, or the shooter could shoot you first. There's always the possibility the attack happens when you're not there. And Rabbi Rodkin says he's not certain he could act in the moment of a shooting.
This is all in God's hands, you know. I think training will help, and people who are trained, you know, will probably be better people than I personally. But again, I think you never know until you're placed in the situation.
But God willing, the rabbi hopes he never finds out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.